Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Would you homeschool your children? Is there anything wrong with homeschooling your children? There's pros and there's cons. I'm going to say, I've genuinely, there's a lot of things over time that I change my feeling on. Homeschooling is one of them. If you'd asked me 10 years ago about homeschooling, I would have said, not your Nelly, and anybody who does it is mad. But now I kind of think differently about it, because I kind of realise that, you know, up to the secondary school age, there isn't a huge amount you have to teach a child. You know, the basic stuff that any adult should have the literacy to do, or the academics to do. Most of us, 95% of us, would have the ability to teach a child up to secondary school. But after that, it gets a bit more complicated, because you need to know all about algebra and simultaneous equations and, you know, poetry and all that kind of stuff, and science and physics and biology. And all. You see, that gets where it gets complicated. But for primary school children, it's not a big deal. But what you are doing is denying them the social interaction with other children and learning how to work as a team. So that's the one thing that you are denying them. But is that a good... is it a good sacrifice to make, so to speak? Let me know what you think. Anyway, would you homeschool your children? The number's 087-188-0008. Cor Mackay, how are you?
Happy New Year, Niall. How's your producer doing after his bout of ill health?
Oh, no, that was my other producer for the podcast during the day. He's fine again. Thank you very much. Oh. Yeah, he's all good. Thank you.
That's good. Well, Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you.
So, Cormac, would you homeschool a child? Do you think it's a good idea?
No, I think it's a dreadful idea, personally, because I think it limits social interaction and consequently limits the child's development as a person and both as an interlocutor and also as a complete person who can communicate with groups of people, not at home and being taught by a parent. This is just part of Biden's woke economy, which is...
Well, I know it is becoming more popular in the United States, but it's also becoming more popular here. The numbers have nearly trebled here of people homeschooling their children.
Do you realize the United States has the worst schooling record in the whole world? So, you know, if people are modeling themselves on the United States, they really need to look at the statistics. And a very large proportion of teenage children in the United States can't even read and write. It's the worst education system in the world at the moment. So,
for the Western world, yes.
Yeah, for the Western world. So for any European country to model themselves on a failed...
But do you understand, Cormac, why people want... Do you understand why some people might want to homeschool their children? For example, I'll give you one example. Christians, currently at the moment, might want to homeschool their children because they don't want their children being exposed to education around LGBTQ or gender or that kind of stuff, which they don't believe in. Or they don't want their children, you know, learning about stuff that would be anti-faith. So I can understand why some people want to homeschool their children.
Well, why don't they just, all they've got to do in a school situation like withdraw the child from those classes.
That's not as easy in primary school. That's easy in secondary school because there's specific subjects at certain times of the day. But in a primary school, it's all-encompassing. It's part of the ethos.
Well, then there should be a provision whereby if a parent objects to this woke teaching of transgenderism and mutilation of children and so on and so forth.
Or whatever your feeling is on that happened to be.
That their child can withdraw and have a coffee during that class and study some other subject. What's wrong with that? Mm. In that situation, they're not being exposed to woke Biden liberal transgender, mutilating.
Okay, yeah, you have a view on that, obviously. But let's keep in general terms.
So that's the solution. There should be a provision if a parent has a religious ethos that they can withdraw their child from a class and let them go have a coffee and study the subjects that they want to do thereby.
Do you think most parents are capable of homeschooling a child up to primary level? I'm not talking about secondary level. I would never recommend it.
No, I don't. No, I absolutely do not.
Exactly.
I absolutely do not. There are too many distractions. If you take a woman who maybe have two or three children, I mean, the woman is on the go all day. The man is out working. The woman is shopping. She's cooking possibly lunch if the child can get home from school. At 4 o'clock, she has to start cooking dinner. And in the meantime, she has to go shopping. Now,
could also be the man at home, by the way, doing the same thing. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sorry, but in Ireland, generally...
Yes, generally, it would be the woman.
The women are still at home, but in general. But even if it was the man, the only time he'd get to school the child is probably between about 4:30 and 5:30, when the other parents and children are coming home, and the TV goes on, and it's a complete and utter useless exercise. There are too many distractions. People are too busy in their daily lives, with both parents working, to be able to cope with.
Okay, well, hang on just for 2 seconds if you can there, Cormac. Let me just go to... Stay with me. Let me just go to Martin as well.
Sure.
Martin, hi, how are you?
Sure.
Good evening, Niall. I'm well, thank you very much.
I take on board two points, the important points that Cormac made. Too many distractions at home. A parent wouldn't be good enough to do it. And the other point, of course, that was important, that we're denying the child those social skills they'd learn in school at a young age.
Right, first of all, I think it's interesting that, in my opinion, Cormac shot down his own argument. He made reference to the US educational system and how abysmal it is, and that is precisely why many people in the US homeschool, because the educational system is abysmal. Now, Ireland...
That is completely incorrect. They've been homeschooling in the United States for the last 5 or 6 years, and as a result of homeschooling, that the children are below average worldwide. It has nothing got to do with the reason they're being homeschooled is that it's Biden woke liberalism, and the decline in education in the United States in the last 5 years since they started home learning is. Absolutely.
They didn't start home learning and homeschooling in the last 5 years. It's been going on for generations.
No. It's been going on in the United States.
Cormac, it's been going on for generations. Please, I have
relatives. Okay. Well, let's not argue, lads. Okay, hang on, Cormac, for a second. Let Martin just make his point.
They formalised that 5 years ago, and that's why the children in primary school can't read and write.
Okay. That's fine, Cormac. Now, let Martin make his point. So Martin,
His point is completely invalid.
Okay, but that's your view of it. Okay, so Martin, getting back to homeschooling, do you think, Martin, you could homeschool a child up to the age of secondary school?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you are an intelligent man, so I think you probably could.
Let me put it this way now. I, at this stage of my life, do not have children in school.
Give us a lesson there in calculus, please, will you?
You don't do calculus in primary school.
Quiet for a moment.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Excuse
me. I let you make your point. Would you please let me make my points? Okay?
No, I won't. You're talking nonsense.
Cormac, you can't silence other people from having an opinion. No, Cormac, hang on, Cormac. No, I'll have to lower you down just for a second, just to let Martin be. Just hold on. Let's have a bit of civility here. Let Martin make his point, please.
I apologize. Sorry, Martin. I apologize if I came across as uncivil.
Okay, thank you.
No personal.
Thank you.
No personal malintent.
Okay, Martin. Okay, sorry, go ahead, Martin.
We won't go down the ad hominem attack road. Okay.
Okay. So, Martin, you don't have young children. The point you're making is you don't have young children. But go on.
I don't. But if I was a younger man now with young children, yes, I would do my absolute best to homeschool my children. I look back at my education, and I can tell you that the vast majority of teachers I had no real investment in me. I had one or two wonderful teachers, brilliant teachers, but the majority of them, it was a job. And the whole purpose of schooling is it's put forward as education, but it's really indoctrination. Children now.
Well, it is a universal system, you know, one size fits all, blunt instrument.
It is a universal system. But whether it be children or adults, we're all being propagandized daily. Now, I don't believe that children going to school now are taught how to think. They're taught what to think. Now, I can tell you that
What's the difference in the way I was taught and the way, a 12-year-old is being taught now, apart from the fact that history changes, you know, time changes, scientific evidence changes, all those kind of things change, right? So really, what's the difference? We're all, if you want to use the word brainwashed, or if you want to use the word indoctrinated, we're all indoctrinated. Propagandized is the word you used, okay? Yep. And you can use whatever wording you like, or brainwashed is another word. We all have to be given some sort of input or information. And that information comes from people, it comes from a government, it comes from an education system, whatever it happens to be. But it's always going to be information. So no matter what time zone you're in or what generation you're in, there's always going to be a certain leaning in information.
There is not. Absolutely. But the difference is that now, children, it's almost like trying to take a drink from a fire hose. They're being given so many different opinions, and it's being forced down their throats. Now, I can tell you that if I was a parent now of younger children, I would do my best to homeschool them.
Okay.
Because I don't think that the state are doing right by our children.
And you know what? I was completely against homeschooling going back 10 years ago. I would absolutely consider it now.
Now, when it comes to...
Make one final point?
If it's a final point, Cormac, you can. Go on.
Yeah. Would Martin like to tell me how Ireland has the second greatest performance in primary schooling in Europe other than Belgium? Please tell me how the education system has failed us. You're making points that make no sense. And by the way, I did calculus and algebra in honours primary school maths.
I don't know anybody who does algebra in primary school, by the way. Well done to you, by the way, if you did. But that's not generally what's taught in primary school. Anyway, sorry, Martin. Okay, but hang on. You've asked Martin a question. Martin, there's no doubt the Irish education system has been applauded around the world as one of the best. And it is a good education system, generally speaking, provided you're happy with the information that's being provided to children.
Yes. Now, if I can ask Cormac...
He's gone.
He's gone, okay. I was wondering, what is it that Cormac does now? You know, is he retired? Does he work? What has he used calculus for since he left school?
Yeah.
I mean, I learned loads of things at school that quite frankly, I haven't used since the day I actually finished my intercert and walked out the door.
I agree with you.
So you see, when it comes to this notion of homeschooling affecting social skills, one of the most regimented things that a person who doesn't go into the army or the guards or whatever else, the most regimented thing they will do in their life is be at school. You have to be there at a particular time. You know, it's laid out. There's a schedule there of what you do, when you do it. It's to set us up from the time we're children
to go to
basically
work.
Yeah, to go to work.
But that's not a bad thing either. Mind you, I want to see more people being encouraged to be entrepreneurs.
I'm not saying going to work is a bad thing. Going to work is a wonderful thing. I enjoy my job. Nobody likes paying taxes, but we have to pay taxes. I benefit from the taxes I pay. I whinge about it sometimes. But, you know, that's all fine. What I'm saying is, pardon me, what I'm saying is that children are being indoctrinated and they're being molded into a particular type of character from the time they attend school. Now, when it comes to it, a child that's homeschooled, unless they're being cloistered and literally being drawn away from other children, they will still have the opportunity after homeschooling lessons, when the other children come out and they form natural friendships. I mean, I had friends that I didn't go to school with.
I know. When I used to hang around, a lot of my mates weren't from my school. They were on the road. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get you. Okay, but sorry, hang on for a second, Martin. I want to get two more people in before the news, and just so stay with me. Let me go to Joe as well. Joe, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Nigel. Good evening. How are you doing?
And good
Joe. Evening to all the listeners. I was listening to Martin there. You know, and Martin, look, I'm not going to disrespect Martin. Martin has some great points. Like, over the last couple of years, you probably have seen the kind of wokeness that's coming into our schools, like, you know, over the years with the way teachers now are, what would I say, they're kind of intimidating their pupils to believe what they want to believe, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What I would say, and I'm probably going to go down the road, like, I'm kind of like, I'm old-fashioned, like a lot of people. I probably do believe that kids should be in school anyway, but listening to Martin there now, he's had to give me a few ideas, and I've kind of looked at it there myself, and I looked at something there today I saw on YouTube, where in Scotland now, the parents of pupils who don't agree to the woke culture, you know, this thing with gender and balance and all this stuff,
yeah,
are going to be fined, and are going to be given a prison sentence of up to 7 years. 7 years! Like, this is, you wouldn't even see this in North Korea, like.
This is if they don't affirm their children, isn't that what that's about?
Yeah, something like that. It's in Scotland, the so-called woke Scottish government. And, you know, I think there's a lot of this going on for the last couple of years now, and it's probably.
And do you think that's the main reason? Do you think that's the main reason that people want to homeschool their children, because they don't want them, the schools teaching them certain things, be it that or be it other things too?
I would totally agree with you there, Niall. Yeah, I would.
And I think religion has a lot to do with it, because religious parents feel that there's not enough religious instruction in school anymore, because religion has been slowly phased out of schools, as you well know.
Well, the thing about it is religion has been nearly phased out of everything now in this country. But look, I know and that you have your own views on religion, and I respect that, and I'm not going to go down the heavy-handed road like some people. And I wouldn't do that, you know, because, you know, you're entitled to your view the same as anyone else.
Yeah.
But I do believe that in the last four years, our society has just gone from being a country of values to just a total wombly, woke, lefty agenda. And you were just talking there about parties there of the left going into government in the next election. That's what I'm afraid of my life, is that if that happens, that you'd have the likes of Labour and those soft Dems and probably that other crowd of lunatics, the people before profit, walking into government with the Greens. Imagine it. Jesus, that would put me under, that would fear the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, some people might be happy with it. Wouldn't be my cup of tea, but some people might be happy with it. Okay, so Joe, in relation to homeschooling, do you think you'd be, as a parent, and I know you're not a parent, oh, you are you a parent, Joe?
No, I'm not. I don't have any kids.
Okay.
I wouldn't have the patience.
I was going to say, so would you be able to homeschool a child?
If I had a child, I probably would do it for a short while. But I probably wouldn't do it in the long term. I probably would mix it about. But I would also make sure that if I did have a child, that the child would be taught morals and respect. And I think that's just what's wrong with our with children today.
I couldn't agree with you more, by the way. Respect and morals, values, and just basic manners is something that children need to learn of. A lot of Martin, Joe, stay there for a second. Let me go to Mel as well. Mel, hi, how are you?
Sorry, nice.
Go ahead, Mel.
Hiya, how are you?
Good. I'm just trying to juggle everybody to try and get everybody's viewpoint in before I get to the news here. Sorry, Mel. You don't agree 100%.
I come from a Montessori teaching background.
Okay.
Although I do agree on some aspects of it, I don't agree on others. The ones that I would agree on is that it's shorter hours, which means the kids are able to get out there and enjoy life. And what I mean by that is I mean sporting activities, and they're becoming a little bit more healthy in that sense. The reason why I wouldn't totally agree with it is I know personally, because of my job, I know how patient you have to be. And I know how you have to sit down and work out what's best for each child. I would have, say, 10 children.
I was going to say that. It's more difficult with 10 than it is with one.
It is more difficult. But I'm not related to the children. So I don't have to, when they get frustrated, I have to figure out a best way to do that. But if they get frustrated at home, they're okay, go on, go and look at telly or go play outside, or where you don't have that. For junior, senior, first and second class, I agree with possibly homeschooling. There's not much that they can learn there that they can't learn at home. However, I left Montessori and I went into childminding right in 2020, I think, right in the pandemic.
Okay.
And there was a girl in fifth class and in second class, and I think she was in junior infants at the time. And we were doing their homework. The maths that they were doing was a different layout to how I was taught, so I couldn't help her. So it ended up that we had to Google it, and we had to go back to her teacher to see which way her teacher did it, because the way I was taught was not the same way that they were learning it, for some strange reason.
I think a lot of us, by the way, would keep up with a child. For example, my stepdaughter is now 14. But up to last year, when she was doing like simultaneous equations and stuff like that, I could keep up with her. I could help her. You know, the area of a square, the area of a circle, the area of all different things, different Pythagoras' theory. I remember all that from school. So I could help her with all that. Now she's got to a point where she's way ahead of me. And yeah, I wouldn't be able to help her. So that's why I said up to primary, the end of primary and going into secondary, yes, I could see a possibility that most of us would be able to do it. If not, we could just Google and learn about it very quickly. But I think after that, you're doomed.
I do agree with that, but the other side of that is, although I do actually agree with that, the problem with that is when you go into into primary school, you create bonds that you don't have. So if you take it from, you've got now bonds that you have to, not only have you now to start a new school, and I can tell you firsthand from a niece and from dealing with working in childcare, going into that transition from sixth class to first year is extremely hard for them, that if you are now going from a curriculum that you never really had a structural bond with, now you are going into such, and it's a huge change. Absolute huge change, and you have to sit down for your 40 minutes of class, and you don't get to move, and you don't have if you get frustrated, you can't get up. If you go from a transition to...
Okay, I get that, and I want to come back to Martin just on that. Martin, Mel makes a good point. You go from this kind of relaxed atmosphere of homeschooling where you can get up and have a bite to eat in the middle of class, so to speak, with little discipline, to all of a sudden going into secondary school where you have to sit down for 40 minutes for each class with 5 minutes in between. That can be difficult for a child to transition from one to the other.
Yes, of course it can. But when I talk about homeschooling, I'm talking about homeschooling, not a play date. Obviously, a parent has to have the right motivation to educate their children in the way that parent sees fit. Now,
yeah, but you're not going to buy a little desk for them and have them sit at it, are you?
Why not?
Well, okay.
I mean, like, okay, I accept what you say. Maybe some people wouldn't. If I were doing it, yes, that's what I would do. What I would do is, if I had the space and I had the room and I had everything else necessary, I'd actually set up like a room where, okay, we're now, this is part of your day. It's schooling. Well, you know, I'm here to help you, to educate you, to help you understand what life is about. When it comes to religion, I have to be honest. I'm not really in favor of teaching religion in schools. I think religion, when it comes to you know, the classical religions, you know, Christianity.
Yeah. Oh, you should be teaching. You teach theology.
I think that should be in the home. But I will say, you know, the religion that has been removed from the schools has been replaced by other religions. The religions that are now being, our children are being indoctrinated with, that have to do with, you know, gender ideology and all these things. They are religions, just as much as any other faith-based religions.
But I do believe when you get to the point of secondary school, I think the way society has set up education and jobs, you would be leaving them at a disadvantage if you don't let them go to secondary school.
Yeah, and I entirely agree with you, Niall, because you see, when it comes to secondary school, now you've passed that transitional point where you're teaching your children not what to think, but how to think.
Critical and thinking, when it comes yes.
When it comes to secondary school, now you're saying to them, look, you need to start looking to your future. What do you think you would like to do with your life? What kind of career would you like to have? Or what would you like to do? Do you want to go off to the west of Ireland and make pots? Or do you want to become an astronaut? Now they're at a stage where they're developing and they have an idea where they want to go. They are going to need certain
But you know what the hard part about this is? That they have to decide on that at such a young age because, as I mentioned, my stepdaughter at the moment, she's 14. So now she's at a point where she has to make a decision as to what subjects she's going to do, you know, in her junior cert stroke GCSEs. So she has to make that decision now. And she has to make that decision based on subjects that she will need for courses in college, you know, in 3 years' time or 4 years' time, which in turn will get her a career that she wants. So that's a very tough thing to ask, you know, a 14-year-old, what do you want to do when you grow up? Because they don't really know yet. They're not 100% sure because they haven't dipped their toe in any water yet. And I think the whole system, the way it's set up, is wrong. We discourage people from going into apprenticeships. We discourage people from doing manual labour. We encourage them to go to college. A lot of them go to college who shouldn't even be in college because they're just wasting everybody's time. They don't even want to be there. They'd rather be off doing what they love, maybe dancing, singing, playing football, I don't know, being a mechanic, whatever it is. So we discourage all of that and we encourage them to go and be more academic for something they might necessarily never use.
Yeah, and that's the whole point I'm making, Niall, that from the very first day you let go of your child, and particularly now, I mean, I think back to, you know, when I watched both of my daughters, brought them to school, myself and my wife, let go of their hand and handed them over into the charge of a teacher for a few hours. It is now, it's at a different level. It really is at a different level now because I'm talking, you know, I'm talking over 40 years ago when that happened with me. It's at a different level now. The state take your children from you and they bring them in. And it's really, in my opinion, it's indoctrination is what's happening in schools, not education. When I look back, as I said, I had a couple of absolutely fantastic teachers, brilliant teachers, that I, to this day, I reckon I owe so much to.
Mm.
But I had some abysmally crap teachers.
I was the same.
Who just, all they were doing, it was a paycheck. They couldn't care less.
Yeah, my best teacher was my science teacher. He taught biology, chemistry, not physics. I had another teacher for physics who was very good too, Mr. Fitzmaurice. But John Keane was his name, or Jack as we used to call him. And he was my science teacher. And that man was a great inspiration to me because he was a wonderful teacher who got on really well with the students. A lot of the rest of them were in head cases. You know?
Did he make it interesting and exciting?
He did. He did. Yeah, he was a bit of a loony himself now, in fairness. But
so he,
and if he's listening, I don't know what age John would be now, or Jack, I'm not too sure his name is John or Jack Keane. But anyway, but he would have been probably 35 when I was only about 16. So he may not be with us anymore, but he would be in his 80s maybe now. But if he is listening or anyone knows him, you can tell him I passed on my regards. He was a wonderful man.
Yeah, so he had a passion for his subject.
Oh, he set the lab on fire on numerous occasions. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a passion for passing that on. And I had a couple of teachers. I had three teachers in particular like that. So, like yourself, science and mathematics.
Yeah.
History. And English. Fabulous teachers. Absolutely fabulous. The rest of them, I have to be honest, they were abysmal. They had no passion for the subjects they were teaching. It was basically, it's a job, it's a paycheck. You know.
Yeah, and they didn't care really how you got on. They didn't really care. But stay there for a second, Martin. I want to go to Jason and John. Jason, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you? Good evening to you.
Good. Jason, homeschooling children, it's becoming more popular. Do you think it's a good or bad idea?
Well, I'm like yourself now. I have five kids there, and I if you'd have asked me 4, 5, 10 years ago, I would have said definitely not. I would have been all for them going to school. But my last two kids there now, one is still in primary school, and the other lad has gone into secondary school. And I don't know. I just think it's gone off the Richter scale, like, because for one reason, I suppose, really, the young lady's in primary school, and the class is divided into two. Like, she's in sixth class and fifth class. So,
okay.
I know, my heart and soul, then you can't focus when you've got two different age groups inside in the class.
Okay, so there's a shortage of teachers, obviously, is there?
Yeah, and there's a lot of them in the class and stuff like that. Now, yeah. I understand they can't help that, like. But the other thing then is homework. I don't agree with the homework. I mean, like, even myself personally, when I finish a day's work, I go home. You just have enough of it, and you're ready to do whatever you want to do, sports activities or
pressure. Yeah, but you got homework when you were a kid in school. A bit of homework is no harm because it's a bit of revision, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit. But, like, if you were doing the homeschooling, I think you could get it all done within the schooling day if you were one-on-one with them.
Maybe, yeah, okay.
And the third reason, then, I suppose, is the religious aspect of it. Like, we're Bible-believing Christians as a family.
Okay.
And so we like to... We do our Bible study at two or three nights a week with them. So we have our own beliefs and values, but we're not affiliated with any... religious organization. We just take the Bible ourselves and interpret it. We're joined with a group from all over the world, actually, and we have Zoom meetings, so we have people without, you know, you're not affiliated with any religion as such, but we study the
God's are you a sect of any type? Are you is there a name to your group?
No, we're I suppose what we call ourselves is Bible believing Christians.
Fair enough. You know, religion has crept out of schools over the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, as you know, I'm not religious, but I respect the fact that you are, by the way. But I'm not religious myself. I don't see a huge objection to that. I think theology is important in schools. But I think because we're becoming a more diverse society and because less people are interested in religion now than were before, and that's their view of it as well, you know, I think it was probably the right time for it to take, I'm not saying remove completely, but certainly take a back seat. I think, you know, the other academic subjects
are important. Well, it is with the modern day family now.
Religion is a personal thing, isn't it? You know, and doing it at home is probably better.
She'd say to me, like, how come Mary, we'll just call her, isn't getting her Holy Communion? Like, and I said, well, you know, I said, that's a man-made tradition now at this stage. It has nothing at all got to do with God. Like, and I asked her just a question. I said, well, why are you doing the Holy Communion? And she just literally said, because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah,
so it is
a
form of doctrination, like that last gentleman was saying there. Like, I do think it is a form of doctrination.
Yeah,
in it, like when you do send them to school and they just follow. People are like sheep, really.
They are like sheep.
So, like, we are stand out. We know we're in the minority, but I don't know. So
here's the thing, Jason. If you were to do it all again and all five children come along again, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, homeschooling, that would be a tough job, five kids.
Well, it would have been all right, but I just think it's kind of a bit crazy in the last two or three years, especially. I just think it's gone off the Richter scale.
Mm. So some of the stuff they're teaching at school, you just don't want your children exposed to.
The young fellas here, we're having a non-uniform today, and tomorrow because it's LGBT day, and we used to bring €2. Like, that's, I've nothing, you know, but that's all fine and dandy, like, but... we can't go along with that ourselves personally. So, like, first of all, we'd be saying, like, where's the €2 going? And second of all is we don't believe in that, so we can't partake in that, so the young fellow has to miss school.
Yeah, that's kind of tough for him.
99% of the people listening to the radio are going to disagree with that, but that's just the way...
Would be 99%. Some people would respect your view on it, even though they might not agree with you, they'd respect your view on it. Sorry, Martin, go ahead, Jed.
Yeah, sorry, Jason, is it?
Jason, yeah.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah, I entirely agree with Jason. I mean, I would venture to say that if you went into your child's classroom, you'd probably see that there are LGBTQIA, whatever, plus flags or banners in the classroom. Yet, there will be nothing from the Irish Constitution. There'll be nothing from the Bible. There'll be nothing, and I would place the Bible above everything. I think I've said to you before now, on my bedtime locker, I have the King James Bible and a copy of the Irish Constitution. Mm-hmm. They're there constantly.
I'd say Jason probably has them as well.
Amongst the numerous other books I read, they are always present.
But, you know, even whether it's the Quran or the Torah or whatever, we're going down a road where, and I know it may seem unconnected, but I did say to you before, you know, there was a statistic released recently, well, not recently, about, I think about 2 years ago, 70% of adolescent males in this country have never climbed a tree. And this is all part of it. What the state are trying to do is homogenize everyone, make everyone the same, make everyone just, you know, part of a kind of a jelly.
No, I do believe we're wrapping children up in cotton wool. There's no doubt about that. And I completely agree with the climbing the trees. You're not even allowed to climb trees anymore. We used to climb the trees in St. Anne's Park. They have railings around. They have little railings around them on there, so you're not allowed to climb them. Actually, Martin, just stay there with Jason, please, for a second, because I want to go to John, too, before I go to our guests. John, hi, how are you?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Good. You think homeschooling is reckless?
Well, I think some practical, because, you know, you have a mother and father who need to be earning money, like, well, who need to be working, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like that, this is my own personal experience, like some of my best times were spent in the classroom. Because you learn from teachers, you know? Yeah. You get to meet different people.
Yeah, you see, the social aspect you're talking of it, yeah. Learning to work as a team and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that long-term homeschooling, it's never really been one for me, really, because, as I said, the economic side of it needs to be weighed up as well, you know?
Yeah.
But just on the topic, who's speaking about the LGBT, they've been taught at schools, I don't agree with that. I think children should allow to be children. But I believe that the children can only learn if he's in a classroom.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.